All right, John, well, after we covered the Kentucky Derby earlier this month, a listener posted a comment on our website. Judith Mason is a veterinarian, and she wrote, quote, "Thoroughbred racing involves the racing of juvenile or growing horses and is both unnatural and harmful to these animals. Why don't you cover that aspect, or will you wait until another horse is euthanized on the track from a cataclysmic injury?" That's end quote. Well, the second race of the Triple Crown is the Preakness. It's being run tomorrow, so we thought now would be a great time to address Dr. Mason's comment. And with us now to do just that is Sally Jenkins. She's sports writer for the Washington Post, who wrote a column critical of thoroughbred racing after the filly Eight Bells had to be euthanized on the track at last year's Kentucky Derby. Sally, do you basically agree with the veterinarian's comment, our listener's comment, that horse racing is unnatural and harmful and basically cruel to animals?
Well, I don't agree entirely. I know what she's saying, and I think that she has a couple of good points contained in her email. I would disagree that it's unnatural. If you go to any horse farm in Ocala, Florida, you'll see the yearlings racing around the fields. They love to compete, and they love to play, and they love to run. So I don't believe it's unnatural. I do believe that American horse racing has fallen down on its responsibilities to the horses, and I think they've got a lot of work to do to take better care of the animals and make it not a harmful sport.
You know, Sally, I have a real problem as a dad here. I've got four kids that love to watch the race. They actually go down to their grandma's house and watch the races every year this season. But the last couple of years, it's had such a horrifying end that my kids really don't know what to make of this sport. It does project cruelty when you kill horses right there at the track.
Well, I've done the same. I've watched the races since I was a girl, and this is the first time in memory that I've had to wince as the starting gate opens. I really have begun, because of what happened to Eight Bells and to Barbaro, to cringe at these races. And also, the more I've learned about the safety records of the tracks and the treatment of the animals makes you wince. Obviously, North American horse racing had gotten out of hand in some of its practices. They have been breeding the horses far too finely, breeding them with an eye towards short-term speed and early success, as opposed to durability and maturity. They have not been very attentive to the content of the track that the horse is running on. They've not been very, I think, responsible about drugs administered to the horses that mask injuries that can lead to catastrophic breakdown.
Well, I want to ask you about drugs, Sally, because you mentioned that the treatment of the horses overall, you know, that horses, the yearlings, have a pretty comfortable life on breeding farms in Kentucky and Maryland and other places. But what about the drugs? There's been a lot of pressure on the industry to come clean about steroid use or other drug use in these horses. Apparently, the industry refuses to do it, but that falls under the rubric of unnatural, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. There needs to be a zero tolerance policy on North American tracks. I don't think steroids ought to be administered to these animals. They're performance enhancing. They create unnatural physiques in some cases in young horses whose skeletal structure and bone structure is not yet fully mature. Joe Drape of the New York Times has done some of the best work on this. He tried to get the medical records on the horses entered into the Kentucky Derby, and only one or two horse owners and breeders were willing to cooperate with him. It's time to open the books on what trainers are administering these animals. There's medical care, which is one thing, and then there's horse doping, which is an entirely different subject.
And there's the chronic health and drug use in these horses, and there's the acute injuries, which wind up before the public, like John's kids, and people see these. Barbaro was a horse that was famously injured and died in 2007. Eight Bells had to be euthanized on the track in front of millions of viewers. Sally, did those incidents do anything to change the industry, change racing, or even nudge it towards change, or have they been basically ignored?
There's been a lot of discussion. I mean, let me say this. The people inside horse racing have been truly agonized about this. The people that I've met inside thoroughbred racing really care about the sport and care about the animals. They love the animals, and there's a satisfaction that can be gotten from working with these animals that's not found in any other sport. That said, you know, it's unfortunate that more trainers and more owners didn't open up to Joe Drape and discuss, you know, what's the medication that's being administered to the animals. Now, Eight Bells was found not to have had any of those substances. Her breakdown really was, purely a physical one. She ran a very hard race, and and collapsed at the end of it. I don't think she was a doped-up horse. There's nothing to suggest that.
But too young, possibly, for the abuse, and genetically,
well,
maybe?
I think perhaps genetically too fine. One of the things that's I'm glad to see Rachel Alexandra, the new super filly that's going to be entered in the Preakness, that I'm very anxious to see. Apparently, her breeding is much more sort of towards stamina and durability, as well as speed, and that's the sort of thing you need to see. So, but that's a separate issue from the doping. You know, in other countries, there is a zero tolerance towards doping. You're not allowed to give the horse anything unless it's for medical reasons, and if you do give a horse something, there's a period in which the horse has to sit out and not race. So I just think that in general, there are much more lax rules in this country about racing, and that leads to the fact that we have the highest mortality rate of any country that does engage in thoroughbred racing.
All right. Well, America will be thinking, hopefully, about the state of racing. We'll certainly be thinking about injuries and the euthanizing of past horses as they watch the Preakness this weekend. Sally Jenkins, sports writer for The Washington Post, thanks for joining us to talk about the state of thoroughbred racing.
Thank you.